In September of 1984, Miami Vice premiered on network television. It was TV with pretty colors and moody music, a cops and robbers drama shot MTV style. Plenty of local leaders thought the show would ruin Miami's reputation, and the show's star, Don Johnson, understood why.
They'd suffered a good deal of adverse publicity with the obvious problems that they had with drug smuggling and crime rates. And I think that they were rightfully so concerned about the image that we were going to bestow upon Miami with coming up with a show titled Miami Vice.
By the time the show was in summer reruns after season one, its popularity had exploded. A national audience was discovering glamorous Miami instead of just the dangerous one.
And Miami Vice put bikini-clad girls on the beach and muscle-bound guys in hot cars and...
Lori Wyman cast several seasons of the show.
I got contacted literally by people from all over the world.
Some unusual suspects also auditioned.
Some of the actors that came in to audition for me were the real deal. Just because these guys were drug dealers didn't mean that they didn't want to be on Miami Vice also. You know, these were scary guys. What was interesting was they were more afraid of me because I was the casting director.
University of Miami grad Sandra Santiago played a detective on the show. She said fame was a drug for the cast. Philip Michael Thomas got loads of attention. Don Johnson was approached relentlessly by female fans. And Santiago ended up in a few steamy scenes with Johnson.
He's a very good kisser. Yes, very good. He had very large, luscious lips. So it was very easy. And he obviously had a lot of experience with women.
While Miami Vice looked different because it showcased pastel-colored suits and no-socks fashion, it also sounded different. Howard Cohn was the Miami Herald's music critic for years.
I would put on songs that I heard the night before, like Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight, and drive around at night, and I'd feel like this energy.
And Cohen, like a lot of people, dressed the part.
I had the Vice outfit, the pastel top, it would have been turquoise. I had the cream color pants, the loose fitting pants, no socks in the shoes. Total Don Johnson look.
The look of the show celebrated Miami fashion and Miami architecture. The opening sequence featured the Atlantis, a building designed by Coconut Grove firm Arquitectonica. Producers also shot an entire episode at a Miami Shores home called the Pink House. Arquitectonica's Bernardo Fort Brescia designed that home too.
Because when I saw the show with the Pink House, it was very photogenic. Somebody was really thinking.
Like the firm, the city got incredible exposure. The show inspired other directors to bring productions and jobs to Miami. When tourists visited, they asked to see Vice sites. And of course, Miami Beach owes the restoration of its Art Deco buildings in part to the Vice spotlight. Actor Philip Michael Thomas saw the city's image change.
It's transcended everything. It's become Miami Nice, you know? Everybody wants a little piece of heaven here.
Casting director Lori Wyman was on the verge of tears remembering those years.
It was a time that was just so magical for all of us who worked on it, and in Miami in general, it was just a phenomenon that I don't know if it'll ever be repeated.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Karen Rundlett.